Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Ches, the last line of Daf Samach Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin and Aleph, in which the Tanakhama stated, HaMechashev HaIsim Maisa Chayev, that if someone does Kishev and they did a Maisa, then they'll be Chayev Skila. However, V'loyo Eichas HaZanayim, and if someone makes magic through sleight of hand, although it's Asa, but it'll be Pata from Skila. The Mishnah then continued, Amar Rabbi Kiva Moshum Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva now brought an example for the Reisha and for the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Kiva said over the name Rabbi Shua, Shnayim Leitin Kishuyin, Echad Leikit Pata, Ve'echad Leikit Chayiv, that there could be two people that are gathering cucumbers through magic, and one of them will be Chayiv Misa, and one will be Pata. Ha'oisim Maisa Chayiv, that if someone actually causes them to be collected, and they do so using Kishuv, then they'll be Chayiv Misa. However, Ha'ichzanayim Pata, if someone makes magic, but it's only sleight of hand, and he really didn't do anything, then he will be Pata. And as Rashi states in the Mishnah, Ha'ichzanayim Mar Lanu Ke'ilu Iskapta Kul. And our Gemara begins on the top of Daf Samach Chesam and Aleph, where Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua Gamla, that how could the Mishnah state that Rabbi Kiva learned this from Rabbi Shua, but Tanya, but we learned it from Brisa, Keshechol Rabbi Leza, when Rabbi Leza got sick, and let us recall that Rabbi Leza was placed into Chirim based on the Maisa of the Tanasha Achnoi, that he didn't want to agree to the Psak Halacha that the Rabbin Paskin, and he stated, Minashemai Mechichu, etc. And as we know, we call Rabbi Lezer Hamidoi, and when he was sick and he was about to die, so Nichlesu Rabbi Kiva Chaver Levakrei, so Rabbi Kiva and his friends came to Bimvaka Chayla, Hu Yosha Bikinav Shaloi, and Rabbi Lezer was sitting on his bed underneath the canopy, and they were sitting in a separate area, and they weren't within Dalat Amos, as it's also to go within Dalat Amos of someone that's in Chayrim. But Isa Yoim Erev Shabbos Haya, and it was Erev Shabbos, Minichles Horkis Benoi, Lachlitz Tvilov, and because Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos loves Tefillin who, and therefore it's also to have tefillin on Shabbos, as is a potential that you'll walk from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Rabim, and therefore his son Hercules came in order to take off Rebbe Lezer's tefillin before sunset, and Garaboy v'yotze b'nazifa, and Rebbe Lezer screamed that his son Hercules and Hercules left in shame, and Amar Lahem l'chaver shel aviv, and Hercules said to the friends of his father, k'medumeni shadaita shel abba nitrifa, that it seems to me that my father's mind is not clear, and as Rashi states, certainly if his mind was clear that he'd want me to take off his tefillin. Gemara tells us Amalahen and Rabbi Lezer responded to his friends, that my das is actually calm and clear, and the das of his mother is the one that's confused, as they first should have been more concerned that his mother should have made sure that they were completely prepared for Shabbos. And as Rashi states, hadlokas hanev, and she should have lit candles and she should have been matman anything that had to have atmana. Instead, they're concerning themselves with taking off my tefillin, which is only an issur d'rabbanan. And as Rashi states, for iskim medava she'ini al issur shvus to meniach tefillin b'shabbos in kan issur malacha v'afilu yetzir l'shus rabim. And even if he would walk into l'shus rabim, he would not be even issur d'raisa. The derech malbishu v'tachshitun loy b'chol. And I in the top tesis diba maschal lachlis tefillin the afar gad loy hay Rabbi Lezer zoz mi makom echad karle issur shvus. And even though Rabbi Lezer wasn't going to move anywhere on Shabbos, as Lemaisa he was sick and lying in bed, but Lemaisa he still called it Issa Shvus, the Chol Sha'asu Chacham Lotzis by Lushus Rabim, Otzis Lotzis by Luchatza, Vuadin Afilu Yashu Makam Echadasa, and there's a lay plug, and the Gemara continues, Kimit Shiro Chacham Shadaiti Mishavsalav, and once the Chacham saw that Rabbi Lezer's das was calm and he understood what was going on, Nichlesu Vyashvu Lufanav, Berichu Tal Amos, then they went in and they sat in front of him, and it was further than Dal Amos. And Amalei and Rabbi Lezer said to them, "Lama basam, that why did you come? Amalei lo my taimim banu, that we came to learn Torah. Amalei va'ad achshav lama le basam." So Rabbi Lezer said to them, "Until now, why did you come?" And Amalei and they said to him, "Loi hoy lanu pnai, that we didn't have time to come." The Adramah states, "V'lei mipnei kain el lefisha bahu el shalei ratzu loi mekim pnei chvaydai." And the reason why they really didn't come is because he was a chayrim, but they didn't want to say so, as they want to show Rabbi Lezer respect. So Rabbi Lezer was upset at them that they didn't come beforehand and that they put him in Chirim and Amar Lahen, and he said to them, "Tmi ani im yemusu misas atzman, that will be a one to me if any of you die based on a natural misa." And Amar Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Lezer, "Shali mahu, and what will be my misa?" Amar Loi, and he told Rabbi Kiva, "Shalcha kashim lashlem, that your misa will be even worse than theirs." And the Yad Ramah states, "Sha'ata tzadik gama, v'roi atal v'dakik atzbacha yoysim achirim, k'dechsiv v'sviv of Nisharim Oid, And as we know, Rabbi Kiva was one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, and they were Nistrek Besore B'Misreka Shel Bazel. Our Gemara continues with the story, not the Shrei Zviyosav V'Nichon Alibai, and Rabbi Eliezer took his two arms and he placed it over his own heart, and Amar Rabbi Eliezer stated, Oy Lechem Shtei Zviyosav Shehen K'Shtei Sifri Torah Shein Galen, that woe is to these two arms, that they're like two Sifri Torah, which was rolled up and wasn't used, as Habri Torah Lamati, as I learned a lot of Torah, the Habri Torah Limati, and it was a lot of Torah that I taught, and he explained, Habri Torah Lamati, that I learned a lot of Torah, V'lichasati Mirabesa, Afilu Kekelev HaMalakik Menayam, and my Rebbeim was so great, that even though I learned so much from them, but I didn't even scratch the surface, as it was if a dog was licking from the ocean, and of course he only drank a drop from the ocean, and there was a lot more of the Yam Shel Torah. Similarly, Habri Torah Limati, and even though I taught a lot of Torah, V'lichasreini Talmidai, Elkim Kuchal B'Shvei Feres, and my Talmidim were only able to be Mekabel for me a small amount, and I was only able to give them a small amount of Torah, which is similar to the amount of makeup that someone takes out of a tube when they place an applicator inside it and they take out some of the makeup, which is only a drop of the makeup that's coming out of the tube. Ayin Rashi Dirim Aschel Shagolon, and Rashi states, Keshagolon Sefer Torah V'Aksav Mechusa, Kach Tesalim V'Tiskasa Torah Shabalibi, Keshemois, when I die, you won't have access to my Torah, Lefish Leshamshuni V'Lomdu Rimenu, as you weren't Mishamish me, and therefore you weren't able to learn from me. Rebbe Eliezer continued, V'Lei Oid, El Shani Shoyne, Sholish Meis Halachas B'Heres Aza. Not only that, I learned 300 halachas that were relevant to Tzeras and relevant to the strength of Beheres and to knowing which Beheres is Tar and which Beheres is Tameh. V'Loi Hoya Adam Shesher Leini Behen Dov Ma'ilam, and no one ever questioned me regarding them at all. V'Loi Oid, El Shani Shoyne, Shloish Meis Halachas, V'Amri Lo Shloish Zalof Ma'alachas, B'Netiyas Kishiyun, V'Loi Hoya Adam Shesher Leini Behen Dov Ma'ilam, Chutz Ma'akiyu Ben Yosef. And not only that, but I also learned 300 halachas, and some say 3,000 halachas, that were relevant to planting of cucumbers through a sorcerer and through someone that does keshuf. And once again, no one ever asked me about them, aside from Akiva ben Yosef, aside from Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara tells us a story with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, as Pamachas Anivuhu Ma'achnayinu Bederech, that one time I was walking together with Rabbi Kiva, and Amali, Rabbi Kiva said to me, Rabbi Lamdina Mintias Keshuyin, Rabbi, teach me about the halachas that are relevant to someone that performs keshuf and he plants cucumbers. And Amati Dava Echad, and I said one word, and the smaller kolasa the keshuyin, and through keshuf I was able to make cucumbers appear in the entire field. And Amali and Rabbi Kiva said to me, Rabbi Lamteni Nithiasan, that you taught me how to plant them, Lamdeni Kurasan, and teach me how to uproot them and how to gather them together. Amati Dava Echad, so I said another word, and the skapzukul makam echad, and through keshuf all the cucumbers gathered together to one place. And the Gemara continues, at this point, Talmid Chum that came to visit Rabbi Eliezer, asked him two questions that were relevant to Hilchos Tumah V'Tahira, and Amruloi, and they asked him, Hakadah V'Imus V'Kameya V'Tzura Magolius U'Mishkelus Ketana Mau. And Rashi explains that all these things are things that were made with the outer leather material, and they would stuff the inside with material, and the question was, could they be Mekabel Tumah or not? And once we finish the sugya, we will read Rashi and explain these items. And Amalahen, Rabbi Eliezer responded, Hain Tmein, that these items can be Mekabel Tumah, V'Tarasim B'Mashahein, and if they become Tumah, then you could put them into a mikvah in the exact manner as they are, and you don't have to remove the stuffing from inside the leather. Gemara continues with the second question, Minol Shalgabe Imus Mau, that let's say there's a shoemaker that already finished making a shoe, but it's still on the form where he would form that shoe, and they asked him if it would be Mekabel Tumah or not, and Amalahen, Hutar, that this shoe is considered Tar, as not considered that it's finished until you take it off of the form, and some agurus, Amalahen Tar, V'yotzen Shmasa B'Tayra, and as Rabbi Eliezer said the word Tar, his neshama left his body and he died. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Shua Ragla V'Oma, Rabbi Shua got up on his feet and he stated, and it's an interesting Lashon of Amar Rabbi Shua Ragla V'Oma, as we find this Lashon, Legabi someone else that was put in Chirim, as we find B'negei the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer ben Azayah in Masechtas Brachas on Daf Yud Ches, L'maisa Rabbi Shua got up and he stated, Huta Neda, that at this point Rabbi Eliezer died, that we're removing the Chirim from Rabbi Eliezer, and since he's no longer in Chirim, so therefore we could be Noye covered, and we could go to his Levaya, and we don't have to put a stone onto his Kever, and since this was right before Shabbos, therefore they didn't have time to bury him before Shabbos, and the Matzei Shabbos, and on Matzei Shabbos, when the entourage was taking the body of Rabbi Eliezer from Kesu, Kesri to Lud, the Pogabai Rabbi Kiva, Min Kesri Lud, Osama Gurus, Bin Kesri Lud, and Rabbi Kiva met them, and while Rabbi Kiva was being Malava the mace, Hayamakib Bibsari, Achadami Shaisis Laritz, he kept hitting his body until blood was flowing and it flowed onto the ground. Pasach Lav Bashur of Amma, and they made a row around Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Kiva said the following Hesped, Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael Prashav, which is a Lashon that's taken from Elisha when he said this Hesped B'digei Elio. And Rabbi Kiva said, Havi Mois Yeshli, I have a lot of money. However, now that Rabbi Lezer died, I don't have a money changer in order to exchange this money, and I have a lot of questions, but I don't have anyone to ask these questions to. After this long story, the Gemara points out, Alma Rabbi Lezer Kamra. So we see that Rabbi Kiva learned this kishuf regarding cucumbers from Rabbi Lezer and not from Rabbi Shua. And the Gemara answers, Enechinami, Gamra Rabbi Lezer, he originally learned it from Rabbi Lezer, V'lei Savra, but he didn't understand it. Had the Gamra Rabbi Shua, Asbur Nale, and then Rabbi Kiva learned it again from Rabbi Shua, and he finally understood it. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva said this over the name of Rabbi Shua. And the Gemara asks, Hechi Ovidachi, that had Rabbi Lezer actually performed this kishuf, V'anantan, Ha'isa Maisa Chayiv, that if you do a Maisa kishuf, that you chayiv skila. And the Gemara answers, L'slami Shaini, as he only was doing this in order to teach Rabbi Kiva, and that is Mutar, the Amamar, and as we learned, that the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim states, Ki Ata Ba'ala Art, Asha Hashem Lekechon Nesin Lach, Leisil Madlasis, Kisayev Esagayim Ha'im, and we are Medayek, Lasis Yata Lomad, that certainly Yindala learns sorcery in order to do sorcery. However, but you can learn it in order to be able to understand it and be able to teach it. And as Rashi Masechta Shabbos and Daf Ayin He states, Lahavin Shetuchad Lamid Behem V'Miyasin Davi Shekel Lefenecha Shetavin Shu Mechashev Ayin Sham. And before you finish with the parak, let us go back to Rashi's Benegiyah the Halachis of Tumah and Taira. And Rashi states, Amaloi Hakado Vo'imus Kador is a type of ball Mechupa Or and it's covered with leather Omalei Metechit Semeshel Ayel Medechik. They stuffed the ball with the hair of a goat. V'chein imu shalhem shalar hayikayim minal u'mulam metechi sar u'piv tafer. And once again, imus was a type of a leather shoe, and it was filled with hair, and they then sewed it up. Similarly, hakameya an amulet shalar u'mulam metechi v'talu b'tzavel anoy, and people would hang it on their necks to beautify themselves. Mishkelis katana kein unkia sheisim afayus u'mechapen eisavar kedloi shalay techsar, that there were small weights that were made from lead. And Lamaisa, they didn't want it to wear out, as that would change the weights, and they would protect the weight by putting it into a bag of leather. But if you had a larger weight, then it was not the derech to make a large bag of leather in order to protect the weight, as even if it lose a little bit of weight, it was so minimal that it wasn't relevant. Vitzroha Magolius, Rashi states, Taifin Amagolus Ba'ar, that would sew a pearl into skin or into leather, and they would hang it around the neck of a behemoth, and that was good for a refuah. And the shaila was ma'u lefisha nechlu be'ilu Rabbi Lezer v'chacham b'seid atayrus. As since in Masechtas Kelim there's machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim, v'chacham oimim ein mekabel tuma lefisha kli or ein mekabel tuma elam kin yesh lebeis kibol the isklish l'sak b'hani yoyel v'kibul and nasis l'muluasa on milur b'teichay lamis loish me kibol, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Lezer oimim mekabel tuma the beis kibol also l'malish me kibol. Rashi continues v'oim nechlu b'kado. And there was also a machleket between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim by the case of a ball or the case of a leather shoe which ripped open, and now you can see the insides, the Moed Rabbanan Mekabli Tumah, the Ikka Beis Kibol. As at this point, even the Rabbanan agree that they will be Mekabli Tumah as is a Beis Kibol, or Pligalin in Tefillah. And then there's a separate machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim regarding how to toivel this item. The Chachamim say that whatever's inside it would be Chaitzitz, and you have to remove it prior to Tefillah. Rabbi Lezer Imam Mashab Techa Ene Chaitzes the Kula Chat Kliu. Rashi explains of Shas Pitirasa Hay Raitz Leidam Chazabai, and they wanted to know if Rabbi Lezer was Chayzer regarding these Shailas. Veshalu Mata Imam Baisin Shteh Machlekes, and Lemaisu Rabbi Lezer did not change his opinion. And as Rashi states, Omelhem, that number one, Tmeim Afidu Shleimim Vatum Negat Bebuchot, and number two, Vatarasim Bemashahain, Kleime Im Nikru, Shacham Maidim Shemakavan Tumma, Vichalukan Lai Leime Shamilu Chaitzes, however, Vaiman Nibid. Rashi continues regarding the next shayla, minol shal gabi imus mau sha'apoy nechlu b'teisefta the tyrus. Once again, Rabbi Lezer stayed with his original opinion, as a chacham oimim hoyel v'einim mechusim alocha tzrichu umen shahedit yochel salkum al imus kvash shab kliyala v'tamei. And once again, Rabbi Lezer was chaylik, and Rabbi Lezer stayed with his Rashi's opinion that we'll also retire Shadayin Leinigmur Malachtai Ayin in Rashi, and let us see the Baam Taisis Diba Maskal Hayim Akab Ibsari, that Taisis bothered how could Rabbi Kiva hit his basar and have blood flow from his basar if the Torah teaches us in Pasha Kedoshim that there's an Issa of Besar Lenefesh Loisitlu Bivisachem. Taisis explained that this Issa did not apply to Rabbi Kiva, the Mishim Torah Ka'avid, that he didn't do it based on losing Rabbi Leza, but he did it based on the fact that he lost the Torah, and therefore he could do so. However, Ayin Ritva Mesechtes Makos on Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph that states Dafka Srita Asura Avol Hakas Biyode Al Reishoy Ein Issa Klal V'Hayin Damin Al Rabbi Kiva Shoy Maka Biyode Al Reishoy Av Shedomim Megiel Oretz Al Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Mitay Medamor And Shein Issa El Bistrita Biyad Oy Bekli V'Ein On Atzuch Al Mashak Kosev Tais Is Dohasam Al Tere Mitzvah Su Dekavid V'Achman Al Malames Ritva states V'Hu Deichik Ki Hadav Bor Ba'atzvay Ayin Shom Hadlach Abba Mises Hadlach Abba Mises Hadlach Abba Mises. And we continue on Daf Samach Chasam Beis with a new Perek and a new Mishnah. And the Mishnah states Ben Sari Meira, that Ben Sari Meira is the 18th of the 18 Chayvi Skila that the Mishnah brought on Daf Nun Gimel Men Aleph. And the Mishnah teaches us Me'imisai Nasa Ben Sari Meira, that when is a person Shaykh to the Pasha Ben Karing of Ben Sari Meira, Mishyavish De Sires, from the point that he brings two Sires and he's now a Gadol and is in the Pasha of Oinshin, as prior to that he's still a Katan, and therefore he would not be Chayiv Oinshin. However, the time frame in order to be considered a Ben Sari Meira and be Chayiv Skila is only a short time frame, as the Shir is only at Shiyakiv Zokin until the time that his beard grows in full. And the Mishnah explains that when the Tana stated Va'ad Shiyakiv Zokin, it refers to Atachtoin V'Loya Elyoin. It's really referring to here around Oisei Mokim and not referring to what we call a beard. And the Masad Mishnayis tells us that the reason why the Tana used the Lashon of Va'ad Shiyakiv Zokin El Shadub Chacham V'Loshon Akia, as the Chacham wanted to speak in a nicer language, and therefore it didn't want to speak about Oisei Mokim. The Mishnah continues, the had I know that it is the Shir, Sheneman at the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim states, Ki Yila Ish Ben Sari Umayra, and Nenu Shemeir Bekoyel Aviv of Kol Imbay, Vayisu Oisei V'le Yishma Alehem. And we learned that since the Pasuk states Ben, so we learned that this only refers to a male, V'le Bas, and not to a daughter, and not to a female. And similarly, we learn out, Ben V'le Ish, that this refers to a younger child and not to an adult. And if one would think that it refers to a katan, but that can't be either, as katan potash le bolachal mitzvahs, and therefore it must be that it's referring to a very small amount of time, which is only from the period of time when this child becomes a gadol and is therefore chayiv ba'inshin and only lasts a few months until his hair grows in and it's yakiv zokin atachtoin. But after that point in time, the din of ben sarah doesn't apply any longer, as at that point he's considered a full-fledged adult. And Rashi is bothered that l'chur, how can we learn from Ben V'lei Ish that the chiv of Ben Sari Umira only applies from the shir of Shtei Sairis at Shiyakiv Zokon HaTachtoin, but Zok Rashi v'afagad v'mechimaisi Shtei Sairis linen kol Torah Ishave, l'chur, once he already has Shtei Sairis, he's already considered Ish, and the Pasuk states Ben V'lei Ish, miyu kimiya tekra, la betchilus ushusak v'mayit, but it can't be that the Torah is v'mayit, that he will be pata once he's already an Ish, and he's already a gadol. That when it states Ben Vele Ish, it is referring to a male that's close to the Gvura of a man. Alma Betchilas Yishusei Chai Vekra Ayin Shom. And Ayin Duran that states El Shadibu Chacham B'Loshon Akiya Divri Misada Mishnahim Shah Mishnah Kein Hoysa Shigur B'Fiyem Ba'at Shiyakiv Zokin Ubar Misada Upirish Dehai Zokin Nektoni Lav Zokin Elyon Hu Ela Tachton. As we explain, the Afal Pishin Kori Zokin Ela Elyon Dibu Chacham B'Loshon Akiya. And Ayin Dimiri points out that when the Mishnah taught us Ben Vele Bas, Shalei Pida Torah El Almi Sheidakili Moshech Achat Avoysov Vilishtakeya Behen Vein Zebe Bas El Ben Ayin Shom. Our Gemara now begins Katan Minolan De Pata, that how do we know that a Katan would be Pata by Ben Sari Meira? And the Gemara asks Minolan, that how can you ask how do we know that a Katan is Pata? Kedektani Taima Shalei Bolach Lal Mitzvah, is the Mishnah already taught us that the reason why a Katan is Pata is because he's not Bechlal Mitzvah, he's not Bechlal Inshin. And in addition, in what other case in the Torah do we find that a katan receives an einish that the Torah would have to teach us that a ben sari umayra that's a katan is pata? And the Gemara explains that not hachikam rinan, that our question was as follows: otu ben sari umayra al chetan nereg al shem sefer nereg, that every single ben sari umayra is not killed based on something that he did at this moment, and as we know that all he did was that he was ochel tatima basa and shasa chetzi lugayin. And the only reason why we kill a ben tzarei mayor is Hashem sefer narg. And as Rashi points out, based on the Gemara and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that soif megam and nichse aviv, that the end result will be that he will deplete the assets of his father, umevakish limudai, and then he will want to keep his way of life. And therefore, Amritari Yomas Zakai Val Yomas Chayiv Shemisasim Shorishayim Hanolahem Vanola Ilam. And as our Gemara continues, Vekivin Dalshem Sefer Narig. And since even by a Ben Tzarei Meir that's a Gadol, he's only being killed based on his Seif and based on his future. So Afilu Katanami. So maybe we should say that the Torah Mechadish, that a person that generally doesn't receive an Einish will receive an Einish. And even though generally a Katan Laba Einshin, but even so, if he would be a Ben Tzarei Meir, then he'd be Chayiv Nisa Alshem Seifai. The Gemara continues, Va'oid, Ben V'lo Ish Katan Mashma, and when the Torah states Ben, and we learn that's not referring to an adult, so it would seem that it's Exeris HaKosov, that Benigea Ben Sarah Meira, that it would apply to a Katan, and a Katan would be killed. And the Gemara answers, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, that Yehuda explains in the name of Rav, the Amar Kra, as the Pasuk states, V'chiyila Ish Ben, and although the Pasuk teach is that when a man has a child, but we learn that this the Pasuk tells us that this Ish is a Ben, that Ben HaSamach L'Vuras Shel Ish, that even though he's already an adult and he already was Havish Dei Sairis, but he is still yet a child that is close to gaining the strength of an adult. And as Rashi states, L'chshigil chlal ish ha-ben hazeh k'ri le'akasa ben tzarei umayra. And I am Taisus who is bothered that maybe the Torah is actually telling us that even if the ben tzarei umayra is still an actual katan, that it would be chayiv and is referring to a year before he becomes a gadol. And as Taisus points out, v'im taima dil mashana shal afnei gadolus k'da eshka b'mufla samach l'ish l'ini nadarim. And there is a precedent for this, and as we know that a child that's 12 years old is considered mufla samach l'ish, and his nadarim are considered valid nadarim, even midraisa, and ayin and taisis, how he explains the Gemara. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, va'ach yakev zokin atachtoin, and he still would be able to become a ben tzarei umayra up until the point that the hair in the area of isa makayim grows in full. And our Gemara explains, tana rabchia, the rabchia brought a braisa, ach yakev atara, that when we speak about his hair growing in, is not referring to the hair growing around his bayim, but it's referring to the hair that grows around the gid, and that's at an earlier point. And as the Gemara states, ki asra Rav Dimi Oma, and when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained this brayso Rav Chia, hakafas gid, v'le hakafas bayim. And as Rashi explains, ki asra Rav Dimi, pirsha, the hodotana achi yakif atara, lashmina, the hakafas zokan atachta, diktoni masisin, hakafas gid kama samach lebayim, v'le hakafas akishal bayim, davalu basa hachituva, ayin sham. The Gemara continues, and we will see this machlekes between Rav Chista and Rabba, if a child that's not yet a gadol can have a child, can he impregnate a woman? And let's keep in mind that certainly there's no shayla that bi is ben tesh shma bia, and certainly his bi is considered a bia. However, the shayla is b'metzias, if the zera of a child that's less than 13 is possible to be viable or not. And Rashi points out Rav Chista sava katan shloi hevi shtei sairis moilid, that a katan that still did not bring shtei sairis can have a child and can be moilid. Based on this point, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chista, Katan Shehoilid, that if a Katan had a child, Ein B'noi Nasa Ben Tzarei Umayra, that even when this child is 13 years old, this child can never become a Ben Tzarei Umayra. And Rav Chista states that this is based on Exeris HaKosov, Shenema Ki Le'ish Ben, Le'ish Ben, V'lei Le'ben Ben, that has to be speaking about a case where a man had a child, and it's not referring to a case where when this father had this child, the father was still a Katan and was not yet a Gadol. However, the Gemara is, that how could Rav Chista learn this drasha from this pasuk? If Lachir Rabbi Huda in the name of Rav just taught us that we learned the din of our Mishnah from the words Leish Ben, and we learned Ben Asamach Lvurase Shalish, and Lachir, how could you learn this din from the same words? And the Gemara responds, Im Kain Leimakra Kiyia Ben Leish, Mai Kiyia Leish Ben, Shma Mila Lachir Rav Chista. And as Rashi explains, Im Kain Leimakra Ben Leish, that if the Torah was only teaching us the din of Rabbi Huda, so the Torah should have wrote Kiyia Ben Leish Sayer Mira, the Mashma Shapid, the Hari Kama, Yia Ben Lechal Ish, Mike Yia Leish Ben, Hashta Mashma Kashia Leish Ben, when a man has a child, Ai Isha Obiskai, as the word Ish is going on the father. Therefore, Rav Chista is correct, the Lamute the Bnei Shel Katan Patla Ilam. Though at this point, the Gemara is the Apisha Shaila, the Imikuli Lahachirudasa, that maybe this Pasuk is actually only teaching us the dinner of Chista and not the dinner of Rabbi Huda in the name of Rav. And the Gemara explains, Im Kain, name of Krab, Ben Ish, my Ish Ben, Shmamina Tati, and we learn both dinim from this pasuk. And as Rashi explains, that the Gemara has a shayla that if we wouldn't be able to use this pasuk for the Joshua Rabbi Huda, so potentially. eventually even a katan should be chayiv if he becomes a ben sarir mera. And as Rashi states, av a katan atzmai mechayiv da benksiv v'samach l'gvorasa shel ish minolan. And Rashi continues that the Gemara answers im kain le mikra ki yir ben ish im kain de kulia oviskai, as if this pasuk is going on the father lo lich de be lamed, the pasuk shouldn't use a lamed ela v'chi yir ben ish sarir mera, and the pasuk should state v'chi yir ben ish sarir mera, that if the son of a man becomes a sarir mera, the mashma b'nei shel ish v'lei b'nei shel katan, my v'chi yir le'ish ben sarir mera lama hiktim le'ish b'reisha v'hutzuch l'hatl b'lamed, and why do we put the word ish first and we also had to add a lamed? It must be the Torah is teaching us that we can learn both drushes from these words, and we will stop over here.